Next patient is Richard Sterrett. That's Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Richard Sterrett, S-T-E-R-R-I-T-T. S as in Sam, T as in Thomas. S-T-E-R-R-I-T-T. T as in Thomas. Date of birth, Richard Sterrett, date of birth, 10-28-43. Date of visit is 10-2-24. Give me a copy for Do Y Wang. That's D-O, Do. Y Wang is H-W-A-N-G, M-D. Do Y Wang, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Do, thank you for sending. Richard Sterrett for permanent evaluation. Next, history of his illness. This is a 80-year-old male with a past history of CHF, has been short of breath with exertion, and has been on diuretic therapy, including furosemide, 80 milligrams. The patient does complain of chronic leg swelling and gain in weight. And he also has a history of obstructive apnea. He denied chest pains. He has an occasional cough, but does not bring up much sputum. And he complains of trouble sleeping at night. He does not use any CPAP and needs a polysomnographic study. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension, history of CHF, and past history for chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The patient has hyperlipidemia, ischemic cardiomyopathy, exogenous obesity, and ASHD with coronary artery disease. He has diabetic nephropathy and has had a Pacer ICD placed. The next paragraph, allergies to Flexeril and penicillin. Next line, family history, both parents died of colon cancer. Next, habits. The patient smoked a pack per day for 25 years and quit. No significant alcohol use. He worked in an industry exposed to dust and asbestos. Next, med list, Bumex 2 milligram BID. Aspirin 1 daily, Losartan 25 milligrams daily, Jardiance 10 milligrams daily, Metoprolol 50 milligrams BID, Midodrine 10 milligrams TID, Rosuvastatin 20 milligrams a day, and Tramadol 50 milligrams PRN. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fever, or fatigue. He has no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleed. He has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and she has no hay fever. She has no shortness of breath. I'm sorry, he has shortness of breath and wheezing, and he has leg swelling. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no rectal bleeding, no, and he does have constipation. He has no jaw pain, chest pain, arm pain, or palpitations. And he has no anxiety, no depression. And it does have muscle stiffness, joint pains, and easy bruising. It does have some skin rash. There's no headaches, seizures, but has memory loss. Next, medalist. Next, physical exam. This obese, elderly white male is alert, pale, and in no acute distress. There's no cyanosis or clubbing, but there's 2+ peripheral edema. Both lower extremities. Blood pressure 138/70. Pulse is 96, respiration is 22, temps 97.5, weight is 273, saturation 98. HEND alarms, patient has HOMO 2 liters. HEND anophthalmic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Extremities will. Can you please restart the physical exam? Next paragraph, physical exam. This is obese elderly male, alert, pale, no distress. Blood pressure 138/70. Pulse 96, respiration 22. Temperature 97.8, weight 273, saturation 98. Next, HEND anophthalmic, pupils reactive, sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple with mild venous distension while sitting upright. No thyroid enlargement. Next, chest equal movements with fine basilar crackles. And no wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No definite murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses. No, you know, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities will. Edema 2+, with decreased pulses, and pigmentation of the skin of the lower extremities. No calf tenderness, reflexes 1+, the nerve growth, no reductive, cranial nerves, ghostly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, patch number 1. Chronic dyspnea with CHF, and number 2 is ischemic cardiomyopathy, and number 3 is chronic kidney disease, number 4 hypertension, number 5 diabetes mellitus, number 6 obstructive sleep apnea, and number 7, probable underlying COPD. Next, paragraph plan. Patient has been advised to use O2 2 liters at night and PRN daytime. He will also go for a polysomnographic study to see if he can be fitted with a CPAP mask at night. He will continue with diuretics with BMX 2 milligrams BID. And a chest CT will be done to evaluate him for any lung nodules. Follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. The patient will try to lose weight, and if he is short of breath, he will use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs Q6 hours PRN. I'll make an addendum report after his sleep study results are available. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. Do Y Huang. It's W-A-N-G. Do D-O. Do Y Huang. Give us talk to Suzanne.